My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly on Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sound. All the ground is sinking sound. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every eye and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sound. All the ground is sinking sound. His word is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sound. All the ground is sinking sound. Our Father and our God, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils his lovely face, we rest on his unchanging grace. In every eye and stormy gale, our anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support us in the whelming flood. When all around our souls gives way, in then is all our hopes and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may we then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is seeking sound. All other ground is seeking sound. Daddy, this is our conviction. This is our determination. This is what we are dedicating ourselves unto, that on Christ alone we will build our hope. Our hope will not be on things that are temporal. Our hope will build on Christ, the solid rock. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Daddy, we thank you for another time on this throne of power, on this throne of grace. Father, we thank you for the privilege to come to the mountain of power again tonight, to be empowered by you through your word, and even by praying unto you, the only God that have all power in his hand, the God that all power belongs to, the only God of hope. We have come again tonight, O Lord, so that we may receive mercy at the throne of grace, so that we may find grace by your mercy to get help even at this time, at this perilous time, at this dangerous time, even through our trials and temptation. Father, even through these difficult times, Daddy, we thank you for drawing us to yourself. We appreciate you, Lord, for the privilege to come unto you, our Father, to cry, Abba, Father. Father, we appreciate you in our lives. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, upon this mountain tonight, we receive open heaven upon every one of us. Father, as we cry unto you, as we decree your words into our lives, Father, so you will ascend unto heaven. And Lord, we shall receive manifestation of answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the garden of light, because we belong to our Father, the light. And therefore, darkness, you have no space. You have no room concerning our garden of tonight. We decree and declare, we come against everything called darkness concerning this garden tonight, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flocks. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thy face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of nation, gates of states, gates of neighborhood, gates of our individual lives. Lift up your heads, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our lives individually, over this gathering tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we hallow your name in our midst tonight. Daddy, we say, let the kingdom come. Establish your kingdom in our midst tonight. And let that which you have proposed concerning this gathering, ever before the foundation of the earth, be established on this mountain concern each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. As we will decree your word, as we will declare your word, so heaven will agree with us, and there shall be physical manifestation of answered prayers, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Follow quickly with me with the Bible passage we are going to go through tonight, the book of Micah chapter 4. And I'm reading from the Evangelical Heritage Version, Micah chapter 4. In the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the highest among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and peoples will stream to it like a river. Many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his path. The Lord will go out from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse 3 of Micah chapter 4 says, he will render judgment between many peoples. He will settle dispute between mighty nations from afar. They will ponder their sword and plowshare and their spear into blades for trimming vines. Nation will not raise the sword against nation, and they will not learn how to wage war any longer. Each man will sit under his own vine and under his own fig tree. There will be no one to make them afraid. for the mouth of the Lord of armies has spoken. For all the other peoples walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Amen. Verse 6 of Micah chapter 4 says, on that day, says the Lord, I will bring in the lame and gather the scattered, even those I have afflicted. I will establish the lame as survivor and scatter as a powerful nation. The Lord will rule over them on Mount Zion from that time on and forever. But for you, watchtower of the flock, for you, stronghold of the daughter of Zion, for you, the power to rule, which you had before, will come again. The kingship will return to the daughter of Jerusalem. But now, why are you shouting so loudly? Is it because you have no king among you? Has the one who guided you perished? So that pain now has gripped you like a woman giving birth. Reach and scream, daughter of Zion, like a woman giving birth. Since now you must leave the city and you will seek shelter in the fields. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. But now many nations are banded together against you. They say, let her be degraded. Let our hearts gloat over Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord, and they do not understand his plans. Namely, that he will gather them together like bundles of grain on the threshing floor. Rise up and thresh, daughter of Zion, for I will turn your horns into iron, and I will make your hoofs bronze, and you will crush many peoples. You will dedicate what they have gained to the Lord, and their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. So the word of the Lord reads, and the Lord bless us as we continue on this program tonight. May the Lord bless his word to our hearing in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. All praise and thanks be to our God and our Father who art in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our God and our Father, we hallow your name again in our midst tonight. We bless your most holy name in our lives, individually and collectively. As your people, we appreciate you. We say thank you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 15 verse 13, I pray that God, the source of all hope, will infuse your lives with an abundance of joy and peace in the midst of your faith, so that your hope will overflow through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our God and our Father, you are the only source of hope. Thank you for giving us hope that comes from you alone. We appreciate you because we are not among the hopeless, but we are of them that hope, have hope in you, because you have given us hope. Even at this time, that everyone, that people are going to the state of hopelessness, Daddy, we appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us hope in Jesus' name. Our God and our Father, the source of our hope, thank you for infusing our lives with abundance of joy in the name of Jesus. Joy that no situation, no circumstances can hinder, can stop. We thank you because through the hope we have in you, through hope that you are given unto us, you are infusing our lives with abundance of joy. We appreciate you, Dad. Be thou exalted, be thou praised in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Our Father and our God, we thank you for saturating our lives with peace during going through our faith, going through trials and temptation. Thank you for the inner peace that you have given unto us. Peace that no other can give. The peace that is not from things physical, but peace that comes from you. Peace that Jesus Christ our Lord has given unto us. The Bible said, Christ our peace. We thank you, Father, saturating our lives with Christ, saturating our lives with peace that comes from Christ. We appreciate you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our Father and our God, We thank you for giving us overflowing hope through the power of the Holy Spirit that is abiding in us, that is present in us at this hopeless time, at this dangerous time, at this hard time, at this time that many are going to depression, that anxiety are killing people. We thank you, Father, for giving us overflowing hope, abundant hope. Father, hope that can never come to an end. To the power, the working power of the Holy Spirit in us. Daddy, we thank you. Forever your name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, hopelessness and lack of peace is in the atmosphere. It is lurking around to descend on anyone whose hope is in things of this world, those whose hope is in man like themselves. Hope in husband, wife, children, in servants of God of all categories, and even in the government, in the economy of their nation, or the president of their land. Some even place their hope on their job of six figures, knowing that, oh, money is there, no problem. Some believe that their earning can sustain them. Believe me or not, all this can lead to loss of hope when being tampered by physical or spiritual forces. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17, instruct those who are rich in present age, not to be arrogant or to set their hope on the uncertainty of wealth, but on God, who richly provides us with all things to enjoy. I decree and declare that you and I will not set our hope on the uncertainty of wealth and things here on earth alone in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you and I will set our hope on God, the provider of all things for us to enjoy here on earth in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you will remain in Christ and will not hope in this life alone or things in this life and everything in this life, but you will hope in Christ and in heaven that you are going in the name of Jesus. You will have the hope of glory that you will be in heaven with Christ when time comes, and that you will see him face to face when he is being revealed to us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as you continue opening God, you will never be miserable and you will never be pitied in the name of Jesus. Your hope in God will not fail you in the name of Jesus, because our God is a faithful God and is the one that gives hope abundantly. I decree and declare that you and I will be hopeful of eternity with our God in Christ by his name, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. My beloved in the Lord, remember what God said in Jeremiah 29:11, that for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. This is the promise of God. He is faithful to do what he says. Our God and our Father is not a man that is not reliable and lack trustworthiness. I decree and declare that you accept God's thoughts and plans for you and stay hopeful in him at all times in the name of Jesus. You will accept only that of God's thoughts and plan for your life, and you will be hopeful in him at all times, regardless of what you are seeing right now, regardless of what the enemy is throwing at you, regardless of that hard situation, regardless of the state of that case. You will hope still in God, for you will hold tightly knowing that the thoughts that he asks for you, the plans of God for you, is of good and not of evil. I decree and declare that you will be hopeful and never doubt God's plan of welfare and peace for you, regardless of that trial at any time, regardless of that trouble, regardless of that pain, regardless of what you are going through. You will never doubt God's plan of welfare and peace for you in the name of Jesus. So I decree that I will never doubt God. I will never doubt his plan of welfare and peace for me, regardless of my trials and temptation, regardless of what I'm facing. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you and me, we believe God, that he will never permit evil in our lives as we stay focused on him, as we set our hope always on him every moment and every day. On him alone we will build even our hope. On him alone we will set our hope always and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Just like the state of our lands, my brothers and my sisters, fellow servants of God, fellow children of God, the state of our lands and world today, that was worse fate of Jerusalem. The state that Jerusalem was that time that Prophet Micah stood up to declare God's message of hope unto God's people. We believers in Christ, we are to preach the message of hope. We are to tell the world that our God is the one that gives abundant hope. Only in him they can build their hope. Nothing on this earth is certain for them to build their hope on. Let me tell you, that time when Prophet Micah stood up to declare God's message of hope to God's people, it was a time of hopelessness due to the impending destruction, as was stated in chapter 3 of Micah, especially from verse 9 to 12, that described the evil deeds of the leaders and officers of the land. In verse 12 of that Micah chapter 3, the prophet of God declared unto them that, therefore, on account of you, Zion will be plowed as a field, Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house of God will become high places of a forest. You are a leader or an officer in any realms of affairs. Repent and change from your evil deeds tonight, so that it will not be on your account that our lands will be plowed as a field. You are a servant of God, minister of the gospel. Please, let it not be that on the account of your evil deeds, the house of God will become a place of a forest, a desolate and a deserted place. I decree and declare that by the grace of God upon me and upon you, it will not be on our account that our land will become a heap of ruins in the name of Jesus. This is personal declaration. You can declare that, be determined, be devoted, be dedicated, that it will never be on your account that your land, your state, your nation will become a heap of ruins in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as a servant of God and as a believer in Christ, it will not be on my account, Becky Adedokun, that the house of God will be deserted and become a high place of forest in the name of Jesus. You better declare that. You better decree that. That it will never be on your account, not because of you, your evil deeds, that people will decide the house of God, that people will stop coming to church, that people will say, if that is it, I will no more come to church because of that. Look at what the word of the Lord says, that on the account of the elders, on the account of the officers of the land, Zion will be plowed as a field, Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house of God will become a place of a forest. May that not be on your account. May that not be mentioned about you and about me. My brothers and my sisters, because of your evil deeds, fellow servants of the Lord, because of your wickedness in the body of Christ, you better change. Please, believers in Christ, minister of the gospel, repent and stop doing evils and wickedness that makes acts of God a place of force. Let us not forget that God will reward you. God will reward me. God will reward each man according to our deeds, as it is in the book of Romans chapter 2, verse 5 to 6 that says, "But you are stubborn and refuse to change. So you are making your own punishment even greater. On the day he shows his anger, on that day, everyone will see God's right judgment." God will reward or punish every person for what that person has done. Oh, I decree and declare that by God's grace upon you and upon me, we will change from our evil deeds, from our deeds that is making us to heap greater punishment upon ourselves on the day of God's anger. I decree and declare, let me tell you, this is the time for us to check ourselves. This is the time for us to go to God for cleansing, to ask for forgiveness. It will be you and God. You better make up your mind. This is not a generalized thing. It's personal. Your relationship with God is personal. On that day, you will stand alone. It will be you and God. No one will stand for you. Your pastor will not stand for you. Evangelist will not stand for you. Your husband will not stand for you. Your wife will not stand for you. Your parents will not stand for you, children. Children, you will not stand for your parent. Oh my goodness, no president of the nation is capable to stand for anybody. You will stand before God, you alone. Therefore, stop being stubborn to change tonight, but rather repent, and God will forgive all your wrongs and evil deeds. Remember, he is faithful to forgive if you genuinely repent from your evil ways and deeds tonight. According to 1 John 1:9, that says, "But if we confess our sins, he will forgive our sins," because we can trust God to do what is right. God is not man. He's God of fairness and justice. He's the only right judge. He will cleanse us from all the wrongs we have done, only if we repent genuinely and forsake our wicked ways. Our Father, faithful God, tonight, I confess my sins and I ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Our Father, collectively tonight, we ask for forgiveness of our sins and we pray, "Oh Lord, forgive us." You better pray that prayer. It is personal. Like I said earlier, it is between you and God. Ask God to forgive you your sins. Forsake your wicked ways. The Bible says, "Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let it now return to the Father, for he will abundantly pardon, for he will forsake, he will forgive all his sin." I want you to say, "Father, all my wrongs, known and unknown, sin of omission and commission, all sin that deliberately you agree even to commit that sin. Tonight, God is calling for repentance. Repent of your sin. Call, ask God for forgiveness, and he will forgive you." My Father, faithful God, I thank you for being for forgiving me all my sin and for cleansing me from all the wrongs, the stains of sin in my life. Thank you for cleansing me with the blood of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Verse 1 to verse 5 of that Micah chapter 4. You can read it by yourself. But I want you to know that in that text, God promised hopeful and peaceful days for the Israelites. He promised to do new things in their land that other nations of the world will come to see. I decree and declare, that concerning you and concerning me, concerning that hopeless situation and case, God will attend to it tonight and do a glorious thing, even concerning it in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a turning around concerning that matter, that thing that the enemy has seen, and they are rejoicing over in their camp that, yes, this is still in our life. This is still in his life. Tonight, the God that have pour upon us abundantly hope, we arise for our sake, and we walk concerning that hopeless situation, and we make that situation hopeful again, and that situation will be glorious, even to the praise of his name. He will change it in the name of Jesus. A new thing he will do now, it will spring forth, and you will see it in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only you will see that new thing, everyone around you will see it. Even your enemy will see it, and they will know that you have a God of possibility, a God that specializes in making impossibility become possible. He will arise for your sake tonight. He will change that hopeless situation, even to a full one, and even to a glorious one, that you will raise your hand up in shout of hallelujah in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I decree and declare, faithful God will rise up for us. We rise up, and he will make you that have been brought down. Oh, we raise you up from that relegated place, from that relegated position. Tonight, the God is raising somebody up. The God is raising somebody up. The God is raising somebody up. He's lifting somebody up. The God is making you even to sit even among the kings and princes in the name of Jesus. You will no more be downcasted in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, because you have a God that has poured upon you, even in abundance, hope and peace and joy. Tonight, I decree and declare that faithful God will establish you as the highest mountain among your mates, among your colleagues, among your in your father's household, in your mother's household. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be lifted above all hills. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God himself will showcase you gloriously before all men. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you have come to God of hope, the only one that gives hope, the only one that can turn things around, I decree and declare that God will do the same thing to the body of Christ as you are crying unto him, even for his house. God will do a new thing in the body of Christ, that all men will flow to God's house by that wondrous work of God, by that glorious light of God that will begin to shine even from the body of Christ, from the house of God, from churches and assembly of saints, in the name of Jesus. Verse 2. I decree and declare, according to verse 2 of Micah chapter 4, that God's house that have become a place of forest will be revived and restored with glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, where you have been rejected, where you have been deserted, that Lord will cause you to be revived, that Lord will restore his glory and honor back into your life. In the name of Jesus, so I decree and declare that Lord God Almighty will cause there be restoration of his glory and of his honor in my life, in your life, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that people will call each other to come to the house of God for teaching and direction. In the name of Jesus, because they will meet with failure out there, they will be forced to return even to the house of God to get the right teachings and direction. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that again, law and words of God that will light and change our world will be coming from the house of God by his servants. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, church will not go and buy even activities and law and direction from the world, but the world will come even to the house of God, because they will come and seek law and word, even from the servants of God, in the name of Jesus. Verse 3 to verse 4 of that same Micah chapter 4. I decree and declare that our faithful God will arise and judge between people in and outside of our lives around us, in the name of Jesus. God alone, who gave the law, is the judge. Him alone has the power to save or to destroy. So, what right do you have to judge your neighbor? It's only God that can judge. I decree and declare that tonight, God only will judge, will be the judge between you and your enemies, will be the judge between you and your haters. In the name of Jesus, you cannot judge yourself, you cannot judge others, but God that sees the truth, that knows the truth, the God of fairness and justice, will judge between you and your enemies, in the name of Jesus, and he will give unto every man according to his deeds. I decree and declare tonight, God will stop all war against you and all yours, physical and spiritual, in the name of Jesus. Everyone fighting you, warring against you and your household, physically or spiritually, the Lord tonight will render them useless, in the name of Jesus. We stop them from fighting you, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that tonight, God will command peace in our lives. God will command peace in your life. God will command peace in my life. God Almighty, the God of peace, the giver of peace, we command peace in our lands and in our world, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. I decree and declare that tonight no one shall make you and I afraid in our homes, in our lands, in our lives, and everywhere we find ourselves, in the name of Jesus. No man will make us afraid. No woman will make us afraid. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, you and I, man and woman of peace, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, according to the word of God, in the book of Psalm 122, verse 7, peace within thy walls and rest within thy palaces. I decree and declare unto us all tonight, peace be within our walls and rest within our palaces, in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace between our walls, peace and rest between our homes, in the name of Jesus. Peace in our homes, peace in our heart, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare peace in our bodies and rest in our bodies, rest in our abodes, no trouble in our abodes, in the name of Jesus, no trouble in our dwellings, for we have God, a God of hope and peace. He's our God, and he has abundantly blessed us according to his promise, that he will give us hope and peace abundantly. Father, we appreciate you, in the name of Jesus. My brother and my sisters, Isaiah 60 verse 18 says, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls saving health and thy gate praises. So I decree and declare tonight, violence shall no more be heard in your lives, in the name of Jesus. No more violence in your land. No more violence in my life. No more violence in my land, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare no wasting, no destruction in our lives, in our land, in our home, in the name of Jesus. Our home is secure from wasting and destruction, in the name of Jesus. In the noonday, in the morning, the afternoon, at night, I decree and declare that no wasting, no destruction within our borders, in our homes, in our around us, in our neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as from tonight, our bodies, lives and land shall be one of saving health in the name of Jesus. And our gates of praise unto God, our life will be of praise unto God in the name of Jesus. For the mouth of our faithful God said it, and so shall it be. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 5 of that Micah chapter 4 says, for all the other peoples walk in the names of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. This verse may look as if God permitted the worshiping or walking in the ways of other gods. No, and capital no. God is an awesome and all-knowing God. So he told his servant, Prophet Micah, that despite all the new things he has promised to do unto his people, these people will still be stubborn and continue to walk in the names of their gods. Those that have the little gods, those that are hiding it in their closet. God knows everything, he sees everything. That's why he told even his servant to let them know, for all other peoples walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. He told his servant to let them know. Now, the question is, do you have your own God or gods? You can answer that to yourself. Are you still walking in the name of that God or gods? Do not forget that our faithful God is the God above all gods. He created that your God, or those gods that you gather together, the God that you are carrying that cannot carry you, the God that you are feeding that cannot feed you, the God that have ears but cannot hear you, the God that have hand but cannot use it to save you. And that individual you have made God. You have made an individual God for yourself. You have made God out of them. Tonight, repent. Come and start walking in the name of the Lord our God. In the name of the Lord God, the faithful God, the sovereign God, and the God of all gods. Tonight, and you will not regret it. Other gods are not faithful. I decree and declare that tonight, you and I will drop our gods and stop walking in their names, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, not only when you erected something or you have something that you are pouring oil or you are worshiping, but what is that thing in your heart that you so much put everything about you into? What is that character that you find difficult to let go? What is that attitude that you find difficult to let go? It has become your God. What is that thing that people knows you with? That this is it. That thing has become your God. Today I decree and declare that you and I, we will drop all those gods, all those small gods, those things that we have put our hearts onto, that we have dedicated our time, that, oh, I must do this at this time. It's a routine thing. I must do it. If I didn't do it a day, that thing has become God to you. You are working in that routine. You are working in that specific thing. I decree and declare that tonight, God will help you to drop them in the name of Jesus. God will help me to drop them in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that, like Prophet Micah declared, so we will declare tonight that we will only walk in the name of our faithful God forever and ever. So I decree and declare that I beg you, Adedokun, I will walk in the name of the Lord Most High God. I will walk only in the name of the faithful God alone forever and ever. So I decree for everyone on this mountain that God grace, oh God, even to walk in your name alone forever and ever. We receive in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 6 to 13 revealed that God will rescue Zion. God said it. He will gather his people everywhere they are scattered because of the situation of their lands and the house of God. They lost confidence in God's house because it has become a place of forest. Many have run to nations or other nations because of the devastations of Jerusalem, which was on the account of their leaders and officers at all levels of affairs. This is what is going on in our lands. This is what is going on in our nations. This is what is going on in city. But don't forget, our God is faithful to his words, and he will never abandon his people. He will be able to rescue, deliver, and save evermore. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that our faithful God will gather all that belongs to us that have been scattered because of situation of our lands. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our faithful God will bring together families that have been separated far away from each other because of the devastations of our lands, because of the trouble of our lands. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by his faithfulness, he will bring back to his house all believers that have been scattered away and deserted the house of God because of the evil leaders, because of the wickedness of the men of God and women of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will restore all the backsliders back to his house. In the name of Jesus, for he will showcase his glory again in his house. In the name of Jesus, the house of God will be beautified again. The house of God will be sanctified. The house of God will be glorified again. In the name of Jesus, and God will reign in his house again. The glory of God will return back to his house. In the name of Jesus, he shall never be called, oh, faded glory. He shall never be called Ichabod again. For God will restore glory back to church. God will restore even the children of God, the believers that are scattered away. God will restore them back, even to his house, in the name of Jesus. And he will reign in our midst. He will reign in the house of God from this time and forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. The glory of the house of God will be returned. It shall not be called departed glory. No more will the glory of God leave the house of God by his faithfulness, by his word. For he said it, he will do it. He will restore even his house, the glory and the beauty, the power of the house of God back in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verses 8 to 9, you can read it. Individual believers are in Christ and body of Christ as a whole. God is returning the power to rule, to dominate, and to subdue the earth back to us. Let us not be afraid to rise and take charge. Let us not be afraid to rise and occupy. Let us not be afraid to dominate. For he said he is returning the power back to the house of God. Let us not forget that Jesus, our master, has given us authority. According to the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, that says, "Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you." I decree and declare that you and I, believers in Christ, we arise and use our authority as from tonight, the authority given unto us by our masters, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I decree and declare that collectively as body of Christ, we will arise and begin to use our authority, authority given to us, even in Jesus' mighty name. As from tonight, my brothers and my sisters, fellow servants of the Lord, let us begin to rule and reign. Let us begin to walk and walk in the position Christ has placed us on earth, according to Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, that says, "And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth." I decree and declare that you and I, the body of Christ, we will begin even to manifest and to use our position as Christ has given unto us. In the name of Jesus, we will be whom Christ has made us unto the Father here on earth. As from tonight, in the name of Jesus, you will not be scared to rule, to reign, even as God, as Jesus has given you the authority for to rule on earth for God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you and I, and body of Christ as a whole, will stand up to rule and reign for God. In the name of Jesus,
I decree and declare that all power will always subject and submit themselves to you and to me and to us, because we are kings and priests unto God here on earth. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare boldness to stand up and to begin to rule as kings and priests here on earth. God give unto us in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. From verse 10 to 13, my brothers and my sisters, beloved in the Lord, wherever you go or may be at peace. God will shelter you. Be at peace. His faithfulness is your shield and your buckler. You may be in Babylon. What we call Babylon is where you cannot exercise your right, where you have been bound. But don't worry. Your being there is not by your choice. God knows the reason why he allowed it. For all things work together for good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. Let me tell you, be assured, God will take care of you. He will keep you safe and rescue you from the hands of the evil ones. Faithful God is our God. He will redeem you from the hands of your enemy, no matter how many they are. In Jeremiah 15:21, hear what God says concerning you and concerning me. He said, I will deliver you from the hands of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. For he said it, believe him, he will do it. I decree and declare that our faithful God will deliver us from the wicked ones and from the evil ones totally tonight. Total deliverance is ours from all the wicked ones in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that faithful God will redeem us from the grasp of the ruthless one at this time, at any level, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 11 and 12 of that Micah chapter 4 says, but now many nations have come to fight against you. They say, let's destroy Jerusalem and be proud we have defeated her. But they don't know what the Lord is thinking. They don't understand his plan for them. He will crush them like a bundle of grains on the threshing floor. For real, my brothers and my sisters, these are true of those who are fighting against you and me. They wish us destroyed and be proud that they have defeated us. Let us not worry about them. Let us not be perplexed about their advancement against us, because it is just their wishes, which God will not permit. According to Psalm 112 verse 10 that says, the desire of the wicked shall perish. I decree and declare tonight, by the act of our faithful God, the desire of the wicked one against you, against your household, will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, God will not grant their desire. In the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 114 verse 8, grant not, O Lord, the desire of the wicked, further not their wicked plans and devices, lest they exalt themselves. Faithful God, by your faithfulness, do not grant the desire of the wicked one over us, over our household, over the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, faithful God, by your faithfulness, by your unfailing faithfulness in our lives, in our lands, do not let the plots and the devices of the wicked ones come to pass. In the name of Jesus, frustrate their efforts. Father, let their plans, their instruments fail them. In the name of Jesus, our faithful God, permit not our enemy to exalt themselves over us. In the name of Jesus, let them not gain victory over us at any times. In the name of Jesus, don't let, the Bible says in the book of Psalm 35 verse 19, don't let my lying enemies keep on laughing at me. They have no reason to hate me. Surely they will be punished for their secrets. I decree and declare tonight, everyone that are planning secretly against you to do you evil, they will be punished by the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, those that are lying, your enemies that are lying against you and laughing at you, tonight, the Lord will turn their laughter to crying in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, those who hate you for no reason, they will regret hating you, for God will arise for you and God will shame them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone, your hater, the enemies of your household, planning evil against you, the Lord will disappoint them in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cover them with shame. According to Psalm 81 verse 14, the Lord says, I will quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hands against their adversary. Our faithful God, by your greatness, by your faithfulness, arise quickly, subdue our enemies tonight in the name of Jesus. By your faithfulness, arise quickly and turn your hands against our adversaries in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Let me tell you, finally tonight, John 10:10 say, enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Don't play with your enemies. Don't negotiate with your enemy. Don't dialogue with your enemy. Enemy is enemies. Once you have identified, once they have identified themselves as your enemy, put them in their position. 1 Corinthians 1:19, as the scripture says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will confuse the understanding of the intelligent. Our faithful God tonight, destroy the wisdom of the wise ones in the camp of our enemies in the name of Jesus. Tonight, faithful God, confuse the understanding of the intelligent ones in the camp of our enemies in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Faithful God, at your command, that is said that we should arise. We will arise and thresh our enemy. You cannot fold your hands and let your enemy be coming and destroy you. Let me tell you, God will tell you that I've given you the audacity and the right to do what you need to do. But you fold your hands. It's your case. You don't let them kill you. You have to rise up. God said, arise and thresh. That means destroy. March down. Push down. You know, beloved in the Lord, you better arise. You better prepare. Let me tell you what God says. He said in Psalm 144 verse 1, he trains my hand for war so that my hand can bend a bow of bronze. Hallelujah. And blessed be the Lord, my rock and my great strength, who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Blessed be the Lord, who is my immovable rock. He gives me strength and skill in battle. So if battle is not there, God will not do that. He will not be dress you with strength and everything you need. So you cannot be quiet and open your eyes and let enemy destroy you. Faithful God tonight, train my hands for spiritual war. Let my hand bend bows of bronze from the enemies in the name of Jesus. Faithful God tonight, at your command, I will arise and thresh enemies by strength given unto me, by the strength that you are given unto me. So the body of Christ will arise. We will arise and we thresh according to your command. Even every enemy that advances against the house of God, in the name of Jesus, with the weapon that you have given unto us, Father, spiritual weapon, we will exercise it, we will use it, in the name of Jesus. Make our horns and our hooves bronze, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O Lord, we decree and declare, strength give unto us, strength to beat all our enemies and the enemies of the body of Christ. Father, spiritually, give unto us, O God, that on our knees, O Lord, Father, we will fight spiritual battle and we will be victorious in Jesus' mighty name. I decree and declare that you and I, we will bring grain offering to the house of God. Yes, we will bring offering of thanksgiving for victory given unto us by our faithful God. And we will bring the wealth of our enemy, because the Bible said, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they will do exploit. Father, grace to be strong in you. Father, grace to do exploit. Father, to be able to gather the wealth of our enemy. Father, to spoil all their wealth. We receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you because of the hope that you have given unto us, even at this time of hopelessness. Father, thank you, Lord, for the peace that you have given unto us, even at this time of unrest. Christ. Daddy, we give you praise, we give you honor, for you are our God. Thank you for bringing back, oh Lord, even all that have been scattered away by the enemies. Father, thank you for bringing families together by your own power and your own doing. Thank you for those new things that you have promised you will do. We take you by your word. We believe you, God, because you are a faithful God. Let there be manifestation of all those things that you have said concerning us. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Forever your name be praised. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go in this strength. Let your hope be strong and build your hope on Christ alone and nothing else. And the hope that you have in Christ will not disappoint you, will not fail you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Same time next week, I remain your sister Becky Adedokun. God bless you. Bye-bye.